one of 21 official ballot drop boxes or the drive-through drop box that's located at the registrar's office at 435 Fiscal Drive in Santa Rosa. For more information on voting, you can go to the registrar's website at sonomacounty.ca.gov. Now, even if Donald Trump sweeps Super Tuesday, he will still be just shy of the 1,215 delegates needed to wrap up the nomination. But he'll certainly be very, very close. The question then becomes, does Nikki Haley stay in the race or drop out? She says she is the only one who can beat Joe Biden and is the voice of reason.
And as long as Americans want me to be that voice, I will continue to fight for them.
Haley says as long as she is competitive, she will stay in the race. Hundreds of thousands of Fall Run Chinook salmon died early last week due to suspected gas bubble disease. The fish were released into the 257-mile-long Klamath River near the California-Oregon border following November's dam removal at the site, which was intended to help the stream flow freely once again and bolster the habitat for the protected species. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife believe up to 830,000 salmon fry succumbed to the disease as they migrated through the 16-foot-wide Iron Gate Dam tunnel, where they may have encountered a severe pressure change. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. It's the latest effort in the White House's push to end what it has called junk fees, and is a move that regulators say could save Americans up to $10 billion a year. Currently, the average credit card late fee is around $32. Miami Beach is trying to break up with spring break. After three consecutive years of spring break violence, Miami Beach officials are implementing security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. But business owners in the city's world-famous South Beach neighborhood are concerned that they'll lose money during one of the busiest times of the year. 7:33 KZST, time for another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello once again to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. How are the roadways?
Good morning. We still have a crash on US 101 southbound near Castania Road and another crash involving a school bus on 116 near Duncan Road. No students are on board for that one. Traffic is still moving slow on US 101 southbound as you enter Marin County. With this rain and the roads being wet, make sure to slow down. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SCP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
The patronage cash back has been an incredible thing for us, and it really makes a difference in our bottom line. You know, you just don't get that with other banks.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, Giants skipper Bob Melvin is requiring his entire team, from the bullpen coaches to the non-roster invitees to the bat boys and trainers, to stand on the field for the national anthem and a new written team rule. And the Warriors play the Bucks at home tomorrow night. Your forecast today, lots of cloud cover, and do expect showers on again, off again through the day. We could pick up to a quarter inch, so not a whole lot. Highs today still cool in the 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy. A chance of showers does continue. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, still a chance for lingering showers, but by the end of the day, we should finally dry things out. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Jamie Foxx says that he finally plans to share details about his mysterious 2023 health scare, but do it in his stand-up comedy shows in a funny way. Foxx is also set to return to television on Monday. He said he'll be back to host and be executive producer again of the game show Beat Shazam when it returns for its seventh season on May 28th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
County's KZST on this Super Tuesday, not just a regular Tuesday. It is a Super Tuesday election day in the state of California and right here in Sonoma County. Brent Allen in this studio. I'm Debbie Abrams. It's election day.
It is. Good morning to you.
Wow. Good morning. So the scoop is the polls are open right now around Sonoma County.
Correct. They are open. They open at 7 a.m. They will stay open until 8 p.m. tonight. You can drop off your ballot at over 21 different locations, or even the registrar has the drive-through spot opened up over in Fiscal Drive. So you don't have to get out of your car, drive along, hand it off to them.
For the super lazy people.
Super lazy people on Super Tuesday.
Did you vote?
I'm done. Did mine a while ago. Yeah, it was Same. Interesting. I was never going to do the mail-in, but then I decided to do it because it's pretty handy.
It's super easy on Super Tuesday.
Yeah, and if you're wondering where your polling place is, maybe you lost your ballot or something like that, there is a ton of information on the registrar's website, and you can get there. It's sonomacounty.ca.gov, and then look at the registrar's drop-down box.
Oh,
we'll tell you all
righty.
The places you can go and vote.
So much fun on Super Tuesday. So, are we ready for Hot Topic?
Let's do it.
So this isn't quite as exciting as Super Tuesday.
I don't know. I think this is going to pique people's interest.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so as usual, if you hear something, you want to chime in on the conversation, give us a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. Today's Hot Topic, Big Mac consumption. It is official. Just confirm. The man who holds the Guinness World Record for the most McDonald's Big Macs eaten in a lifetime extended his feat by eating more than 700 of the burgers in 2023. Just official. Brought in. Okay, so his name is Donald Gorski. His total Big Mac consumption now is 34,128 Big Macs. The guy has saved all his receipts, all his packaging from every Big Mac he has eaten. Had his first one in 1972.
That is crazy.
Oh,
just
my God.
Crazy. And it's growing every day because he's still eating them. He's 70 years old. So I did look at a picture of him. He says his eating habits have changed over time. He used to eat, are you ready for this? 9 Big Macs a day.
Oh.
9.
How is that even possible?
I would be in a coma.
I mean, seriously.
There's no chance.
Oh, God.
Now, he's from Wisconsin, Fond du Lac. He's down to 2 per day. So
still
2 per day.
2. I mean, honestly.
It's crazy.
Ugh,
and he's not fat. He's
not.
Kind of a normal-ish looking guy. I mean, the bigger story is he's got this super long ponytail in back, but.
Very funny.
So, but he's doing okay despite all those Big Macs, which are like 3,000 calories each or something like that.
Ouch.
He is pretty healthy, maintains his physique, and he says part of maintaining his physique and his health is he abstains from eating French fries.
That is the best part of McDonald's.
Where's the fun in that?
I know,
absolutely.
Seriously.
The fries are the bomb.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't do that. Got to have fries.
No, absolutely. And I understand he did try to kind of go out of his comfort zone, and he tried a Burger King Whopper once, decided it, you know, didn't hit the spot for him. So, yeah. Oh, well. So all those Big Macs, he stays away from French fries, so he's relatively healthy. I mean, I was thinking about this, Brent. Is there a food that you would eat 9 times a day,
wow,
or maybe even 2 times a day? For this guy did this for 30 straight
for 30
years
straight
and
years,
still doing
know.
It.
Does coffee count?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the only food, my favorite food, the only thing I could probably do, I like fish tacos.
Huh.
I could maybe do fish tacos. But
9
other
a day?
Than that, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No chance. I like variety, too. So
I mean, I love food. So I'm thinking, you know, Reese's and Snickers bars. Possibly.
Mimosas,
pizza,
mm-hmm,
sushi pieces, 9
Ooh,
a day.
I mean, that wouldn't be bad.
But then, so you know where I'm going with this. Wine.
Mm-hmm.
So wine. 9 glasses a day may be overkill, but then again, it's all about the journey. It'd sure be fun to try.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. It's like her mom always said, what's wrong with you?
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. Can't feel the way I feel, if you can't be right. Oh, 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 you can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, 'cause you ain't never left me empty-handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay. Oh, 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 oh. I'd be if you can't be right here. Yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get another check on the commute on this Tuesday morning. We'll say hello to CHP Officer Shane Young. How is traffic?
Good morning. We got that crash on US 101 southbound near Castania cleared up. We still have that crash on SR 116 near Duncan Road. We have traffic on southbound from College to Baker and from Castania to San Antonio. Commute traffic for northbound is starting near Golf Course and continuing through SR 12. We've already had several crashes this morning, so make sure to slow down as you head to work this morning. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Oh,
Multnomah County's KZST. It is Tuesday, March 5th, Election Day. It is 7:51, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Mostly cloudy skies today. Rain off and on. We'll see temperatures in the mid-upper 50s. Good morning.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
Hi, this is Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan. If you live in Santa Rosa, please join me for a community meeting this Wednesday, March 6th. As your chief of police, I'm committed to making positive changes in our organization, and I need your feedback on the areas that I can focus on. Attend the meeting to share your thoughts and ideas about what the Santa Rosa Police Department's 3-year strategic plan should address. We have an incredible police department here in Santa Rosa, and I'm always looking for opportunities to enhance our services to our community. Your input is so important and will help the Santa Rosa Police Department develop our vision for the future. Spanish translation services will be available. If you're unable to attend, please take the survey online at srcity.org/SRPD Strat Plan. Join us this Wednesday, March 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Utilities Field Office, which is located at 35 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Hope to see you there.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, it is Super Tuesday, Election Day, March 5th here in California. The local polls are now open. They close at 8 p.m. For all the election information, you can visit sonomacounty.ca.gov.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good?
stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story.
Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is